I welcome you to a celebration for something that's highly unusual, being that this is one of the oldest organs in Mecklenburg County, and for something in Mecklenburg County to get to be 150 years old is quite remarkable. I wanted to talk about a bit about some of the music that's being played. The first pieces you heard were published the same year that we think this organ was built, 1865. It was typical for church instruments to be used for short pieces, for preludes, offertories, postludes, much as they are today. Samuel Jackson was an Englishman who emigrated to the United States in the middle of the 19th century, and in addition to writing a number of these voluntaries, he was also the editor for the G. Schirmer Music Publisher in New York. The second collection, the American Church Organ Voluntaries, is one of the earliest collections of organ music published in the United States. Henry Stephen Cutler was a musician at the Church of the Advent in Boston, as well as later at Trinity Church, New York. And it was during this time that in Boston that he and Mr. Johnson put this collection together. We don't know who exactly wrote what pieces in it, so it may have been Mr. Cutler, it may have been Mr. Johnson. Felix Mendelssohn was, of course, a famous musician that was a child prodigy, particularly as a pianist, but also as a string player, is known today for his orchestral music, his piano music, his choral music, but he also was an organist, and he gave quite a few concerts throughout his life of his, I believe, 39 years of life on the organ. And this is from his Prelude and Fugue in G, which is from his Opus 37. John Zundel was a German who emigrated to the United States after first going to Russia after he left Germany. And he spent a good number of years, about three decades, in Brooklyn at the Plymouth Church of the Pilgrims. He's best known today for a hymn tune, Beecher, that is commonly sung to Love Divine, All Loves Excelling. I mentioned Henry Stephen Cutler. In addition to his being at Church of the Advent, he created what is thought to be the first men and boys choir in the United States. He heard this in England and came back and decided we needed to do this. He wrote a number of organ pieces and as well as hymnals. And this particular piece is on the hymn, commonly known as a hymn tune by Samuel Webb, frequently sung to the text, Come Ye Disconsolate. I will play that theme before we do the duet. Franz Liszt, today known as a pianist, the first virtuoso pianist to really give piano recitals, but wrote lots of orchestral music, and he had a fascination throughout his life for the organ. He played to some extent, and in 1850 he wrote a set of six consolations for piano, and we think he arranged this one for the organ. The hymn that we'll sing, and I invite you to stand during the introduction, we will sing the three verses. This is an American hymn from three decades before this organ was built, but has been popular in the United States until the present day.